We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're gonna play on and stand strong. With Jolo and Dibs, turn the game on. Pump up the volume, it's time to play ball. With Jolo.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Happy Friday and welcome to the championship rounds of Jolo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. It is outstanding to have you with us today. Thank you. Thank you for spending some of your time with us. It's greatly appreciated. Eric Davis will join us at 9:30, and then there will be a fury to close the show. Low versus Dibs, of course. It's a mainstay. It's one of the all-time great benchmarks in radio history. We'll pit them against each other around 9:50-ish. We got a few things going on, so we want to make sure there's enough time, 9:50-ish. We want to shout out all the major local high school football games and minor ones. You got a high school football game, you're going to hit us on the Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795. We're going to shout that stuff out because we're big high school football fans in these parts. And hopefully we can get Daryl the Guru Johnson in here in the final few minutes to address this headline from Barrett Sports Media. Daryl Johnson became guru, and guru became a star. Quote, then I realized I represent the fans. I won the competition because I know how to relate to the fans. I'm not ashamed of that. End quote. So we'll see if Michael Jackson can make his way in here if he's not out on his Thriller tour, wowing the people across the globe.
I might need to go get a facial.
I need a mimosa.
There's a drop for everything with him, right?
I need a mimosa.
Like they say with Trump, there's a tweet for everything. Yeah. With this guy, there's a drop for everything.
There's
we love
a secret
guru.
Page of drops that's all guru all the time.
Why is it a secret page?
Because I don't know where it is, and I don't want to find it, because nice guy Steven, who's on the ones and twos back there on the Wheels of Steel, he does such a great job of guru drops that I really want to just defer to the nice guy.
And I'm Batman.
Look at you. What are you, Steve Nash? Look at you distributing.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, like there's one for everything. There's one for everything. All right, lots to get to before we talk to Edie. Let's begin right here.
Bosa Watch.
My guy.
This started kind of as a joke regarding the contract situation, and then it became a thing with week one in the injury, and now it's a thing with week two in the injury. But again, it's the team's top pick in the past draft, so you're not going to go wrong trying to figure out what's going on with Nick Bosa. Hasn't practiced at all this week. Hasn't practiced at all. Now, that doesn't mean he's been ruled out. John Lynch, Niner general manager, joined us yesterday. He pretty much is expecting to see Bosa this weekend, although in a limited capacity. But he's battling this ankle injury. So I'm wondering, coming right to you first, Lo, and I know you and Langford went at this earlier this morning. Maybe we'll bring him back into the program. How do you manage this injury? Do you consider the idea of resting him for a week so he can get fully healthy? Or are you just going to continue to get him out there because you need him, albeit in a limited capacity?
Yeah, that's a great question, Joe. What did you think about Justin? You did like Justin as a player. You
thought Justin Smith.
Justin Smith.
Very much so. Very much so.
You did too, right, Dibs?
Phenomenal.
So he pretty much told Stephen Langford the same thing that I did. Stay in your place, young man. He said, give him a shot, get him to Toradol, and put him out there on the field. He's going to be able to play. He looked fine. And I know Stephen's, oh, the guy can't play. You don't need him. You're playing against the 49ers. And,
that's you know, a good Stephen right there.
You know, no, you need this guy to
is
play.
Is it?
You're playing a team that's going to get after it. They're desperate. They need this win. They need this win more than the 49ers need it in their assessment. So I think you look at Nicky Bosa, Joe. You're making sure the guy's got the game ready. He's getting the proper rest. He hasn't been practicing. He's getting the treatment, and I think you play the guy. You play him. I don't think he's going to injure it anymore. I think the guy will be effective. They're going to play on turf. This Niner team will be a lot faster on turf. I like him. I want him to play. I think he's still on the pitch count, but you definitely need to play him.
30 years of NFL experience and 9 Pro Bowls between Justin Smith and Lorenzo Neal. That's their take. Langford, I hate to do it to you, but you're on the other side. You're also British, so this is going to be a very difficult hill to climb.
Not even 30 years old either. These guys have 30 years in the league. And he's not even 30, so it's a pretty one-sided battle.
26 years of football watching experience.
You're only 26?
Yep.
He's counting the 9 months on the inside.
You're lucky we let you on the show. Yeah. He's counting what?
He's counting the 9 months. He's on the inside, too. He's rounding up. He's getting some of those zygote viewings in there. Mo, 39 snaps for Nicky Bosa.
And there goes your take.
Yeah, sorry about that. I talk blocked him.
And
I didn't mean to talk block him.
Followed by a take. I love
Straight up talk blocking. 39 snaps, Lo. Is that, now I know the pitch count was lower than that. He ended up playing more, like John Lynch was saying to us yesterday in our interview. Do you think that's a fair number again? 39 snaps, which was, by the way, 56% of the defensive snaps.
I'm okay with that. I wouldn't like to see it over 40 because, you know, you're going to get probably 60, 70 plays. I wouldn't want to see it any much higher than that. I think that's fair enough. He can be impactful in 30 plays, 30 to 35 plays. The guy can have a huge impact on the game. You saw it, Joe. He could. We're sitting here saying he got a sack and a tackle for a loss. The guy could have had 3 sacks. He had Jameis Winston dead to right, and Jameis gave him the dead leg.
Jameis stole his draws.
He draws. You saw him do it again last night. Should have been sacked and up throwing the ball down the field. That would play. So this guy could have had 3 sacks as a rookie. That 7 bet, by the way, the 7 sacks.
6.
That, 6. Checks in the mail. All he's got to do is stay healthy. So, yes, I think that he can be effective on 30 to 35 plays because you know he's going to be getting after the quarterback. Like Justin also said, you got a guy in the middle in DeForest Buckner because maybe he doesn't look like he's getting sacks, but if he can push that center or that guard and put him in the quarterback's lap, those boy dogs on the edge, you saw what both of those guys were able to do. They said there's a meeting in the boys' room. I'll be back real soon, and they're getting to that spot. I love what they're able to do because that push in the middle, you make those guys on the outside very, very, very effective. You didn't see it where? You didn't see it last week. You didn't see it Monday night. The Raiders did a great job with the guys in the middle. Chubb and 58. Von Miller. They're speed guys. They want to get up the field. They want to get there. But Carr's able to step up because you don't have push in the middle. Buckner makes this defense better, and it makes those outside pass rushers be able to eat. I like him. I like him a lot. Play the guy.
De La Salle at Folsom High. Go Bulldogs, Trevor and Rancho Cordova. We'll continue to shout out all high school matchups. That's what we do in the 9 hour every Friday during high school football season.
That's a former Northern California championship game. That's a monster program. Folsom, the quarterback was the kid who went up to Washington, I believe. And he might still be there.
Well, it's Jacob Eason, the transfer from
was it Browning?
Georgia that's there now. Jake Browning.
Yeah, I believe he was
the one who
Folsom
used to be.
Kid.
He was there 20 years. Just finished up last season. That may have been him. Yeah, we're shouting him out. Let us know. Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. Solomon Thomas, we were hoping that this season was going to be the season where he took the next step forward. By all accounts, OTAs, training camps, people were saying he looked good. Only got 12 snaps in the last game. Now, defensive coordinator Robert Saleh said this week, I think it was yesterday when he was talking to the media, it wasn't anything he did wrong. It was essentially every time he was earmarked to take over for a series, it was like one of the series where the Niners forced a turnover and they were off the field very quickly, so it limited his time out there. You can take it for what you want. You can buy that or sell that. I don't know what to make of it. I just know that he only played 12 snaps. So what should we expect to see from him in this game? If you don't force a ton of turnovers and he gets his opportunities, what would you like to see from Solomon Thomas to think, you know what, maybe this guy does have a place with this team long term?
And he's got to be over that number. 12 plays, you had enough defensive snaps that him play more than 12 plays, if you believe him. Just like when you look at Pettis, I'm not buying it. Three plays, you had enough offensive snaps to give that guy more plays than that.
Like, if the guy's good, he's going to be out there. I find it hard to believe it's, I didn't see it. I didn't notice. He only got 2 snaps. That doesn't make sense to me. Do you think Tom Brady ever just misses series because Belichick forgets to put him in?
Absolutely. Solomon Thomas, he's got to go in there in those 12 plays when they're watching that film. Hopefully he showed up. Did he flash? Did he show up? Did he do? Was he attention to details? Did he make the stop? Did he put his head in the right plot? Did he do those things? Last night, Joe, kind of tie in with Solomon Thomas and watching some of these guys play. If you watched what happened last night with Kegley, the linebacker from Carolina. How many times did you see when the Niners played against Tampa, the running back started downhill and he do that jump cut and get to the outside and pick up yards against the Niners all week last week?
Yes.
You saw it happen. Kegley, yesterday, you saw the game. He would start down. The running back would start downhill. And when he pop over to that jump cut, Kegley would be right there waiting on him. Green did not do that. Greenwell did when he
Greenlaw,
came,
yeah.
Greenlaw did not do that. And you saw the running game. They were gashing. Tampa was gashing.
Peyton Barber, yeah.
You were had too many guys with their head in the same hole. You ain't going to get that with Quan Alexander. And you saw that last night with Kegley, a veteran linebacker. When you go downhill, and instead of just going like a bull in a china shop, he waited. He trusted his defense. And that's what you have to do. And that's what Solomon Thomas has to do. He's got to be a player that if you ain't going to be a sack guy, if you're not going to be guys putting on the pressure, they got to trust you that you do your job and you do it very effectively, be in the right spot at the right time.
Shout out Oak Grove versus St. Francis today. Go Eagles. Westmont versus Gunderson JV team. Shout out number 9, Ben Blitz. Casa Grande versus Maria. Is it Carrillo?
Maria Carrillo.
Carrillo.
Maria Carrillo, Santa Rosa.
Thank you.
It's one of the newer schools in Santa Rosa. Elsie Allen, Maria Carrillo would be the two. McClyman's and Campolindo, big one, battle of unbeatens. My tax guy is on the staff at McClyman's. They're heading out through the tunnel to take on Campo. It's a possible playoff preview.
How much is this? How much is you know this because you're an official that you get to ride around a bunch of schools and be able to? Is that the reason?
A lot of it, yeah. And I grew up in the North Bay and I played high school sports in the North Bay. I've coached, I've officiated, I've worked as a writer, as a broadcaster.
The helicopter.
I've done so many different things with high school sports that I've been around these schools a number of times.
You're right. That's one for the thumb. That's on me.
He's not sure of all appendages, but he knows all teams. You do. Honestly, when it comes to a road, a location, a school, a business, like there's no missing with you. It's really, you know everything.
I might get Tyler Eifert wrong. I might get the occasional Hirohito right. But when it comes to locations and high schools, I'm usually pretty good here around these parts.
Valley Christian San Jose at Clovis West in Fresno tonight. Go Warriors.
That's the text line.
I don't take.
Hey, I'm with you. Go Warriors.
I don't take sides.
Hey, look, I'm go Warriors. I'm good luck.
San Ramon Valley High versus Antioch tonight.
The Wolves out in the Auk. That's a good one. Joe Southwick.
In the Auk.
That's what they call the Auk.
Do they really?
Yeah, Antioch is the Auk.
No different than the Mita. You're right.
The Auk, the Mita. We're shouting out. Shout out Pacific Grove High School football team. Go Breakers.
PG.
El Camino versus Half Moon Bay. Shout out Jovan.
Half Moon Bay is a good program down there.
Bishop O'Dowd at Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
The Reverend. The Revs. And that, by the way, is not an easy road game when you go out there to take on the Pirates of Pittsburgh.
Ooh, we'll see what the preacher's sons can do. Son of God. See what your boys got out there.
That's right. Go Sean, Dragons.
Sean Livingston retired today, by the way, for those just tuning in. We talked about it in the last hour, but breaking news, he took to Twitter to announce his retirement. I don't think it catches a lot of us by surprise. He had mentioned throughout the course of last season how it was difficult to get the body ready. It's difficult to get the body ready, and sometimes you look around, you got a young family, you think to yourself, what more is there to prove? And you realize you're going to hang them up. Doesn't make it any less painful for the fans because, you know, you're a fan favorite. Like, that's the type of guy you hope you see him around the building next year and beyond. Because who, honestly, Sean Livingston ever walked by and you're like, man, I didn't really care for him much as a warrior.
Right, that guy really mailed it in.
Yeah, I wasn't really a fan of his. Like, everyone was a fan of his. Yeah. That guy was awesome.
And even this year where you could see that, and I hate to use the word washed as it pertains to an athlete at the end of his career, but you could see this year he was losing his go-to skill, that little post-up turnaround, his ability to even create off that one bounce and hit the mid-range. And you hate to see a player with the skills diminishing, but as a fan, it's always hard when the dynasty ends. And I'm not saying that it's officially over for the Warriors, but it happens in two ways. We're seeing it with the Giants. First, the winning stops, and then the second piece is all your favorite players either retire or go elsewhere. And so you're seeing it now with the Warriors where I know KD wasn't an OG with this Warriors run, but KD's gone, Iguodala's gone, Livingston's gone.
Steph's suddenly the oldest guy on the roster.
Right, yeah, right. So these dynasties end in two ways. First, the winning stops, and then the players leave, and you're kind of seeing it with the Warriors after we obviously saw it with the Giants already.
When you say you hate to use a word, then why do we use it like wash?
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, probably not necessary.
Instead of saying, hey, here's a player that's, you know, descending, you know, losing some of his skills, instead of wash, because it is kind of degrading when you sit there and say the guy's washed. You know what I mean? It's a word.
A wordsmith. Help me with what the synonym would be. What would be the nicer way to say, to describe a player
battled who's injuries. You'd say battled some injuries. He was getting older.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, that's a nice soft landing rather than, I don't like to use the term wash, but you could tell when you watched him.
If Sean came on the show and you said, hey, Sean, you know, you're getting older, you know, your skill, you know, at times, you know, getting older. He's going to be like, yeah, you're right. Get body. But if you say, Sean, you know, you're washed and I hate to use the word washed. How do you think he feels?
He'd probably look at you and be like, I'm not even 40.
Right.
What are you, 80?
I'll say, Sean, what doesn't come out in the rinse comes out in the wash. And he'd say, I couldn't agree with you more.
See, he's going to hear this, and it's going to be like, I'm not going to go on with those guys to talk about retirement. And that's going to be it. And he's a good friend of the program.
You know he listens. Bob listens. He listens. And now you're going to sit there and make a mockery.
Now you're jeopardizing the Bob relationship. And you know we've been kissing his butt relentlessly, so he'll invite us to a game to watch the game with him.
And we're going to come out and
in the theater suites, by the way. Yeah. Bob, if you're listening, Bob.
We want the theater.
Not regular tickets. The theater would be very nice.
Don't try to stick us up in the Modelo Club either. My eyesight, it ain't so good anymore. I can't see from up there.
I won't sit with the rich trash. I will be sitting in the theater seats.
Yes.
High quality.
Like low.
Had this turn.
Generally how the show goes. You want to go back to the Wikipedia gimmick from earlier?
No. Yeah, boy.
That's what I thought.
Jeez. Yeah, Sean.
Don't question where the bit's going unless you wanted to pivot right back to yourself.
You just never know where these things are going
to
go.
We got this nonsense we got to do every Friday here. Corporate has decided we have to get in line with some plan that they want the whole station to make picks against the spread every week and have this little competition. So essentially it's four shows. It's this show. It's the afternoon. It's the midday show. Sorry. Steiny, Bonte, and Guru.
Although Guru's name comes first now in light of this latest pub.
Yeah, this is Daryl Johnson became Guru and Guru became a star. That is quite the headline there. The New York Daily News looks at that and thinks it's a bit much. And when the New York Daily News thinks your headlines are much, that's you know you got something going on there. We'll address that at 9:55, find out what's going there. But so four shows. Us, midday, afternoon, and then the two jabronis at night. Who apparently have a bunch of jokes for everyone these days because they keep coming back to me. We hear you down there. Nicely done. We're all supposed to be picking four games every week. The Niner game against the spread, the Raider game against the spread, the Sunday night game against the spread, and the Monday night game. We're going to keep a tally, and then we're eventually going to declare a winner. Well, we're not corporate schmucks. We don't really like to fall in line. You guys know us. We're men of the people. Lowe's men of the elite. Dibs and I are men of the gutter trash. But we represent the full spectrum. The full spectrum. And we're not falling in line with this. So we have decided, and we made this very clear last week, yet idiots still can't understand how we speak. We're picking all losers this year. We're picking all losers. That's what we're going to do. We're going to show you how to pick losers. And we did it. We were successful last week. We picked four consecutive losers. We're being deemed 0-4. And the standings are this. Bonte, Steiny, and Guru, they went 4-0. They were trying to pick winners. They got them all right. Covey and Shasky went 3-1. Very nicely done there. That's a 75% rate. That's where you want to be. Damon Brusho went 2-2. Not bad. You know, you ease your way into the hot tub. And then we went 0-4. And everyone's laughing and making
That's
their
hard.
Jokes. We're trying to lose.
It's like, way easier
made this
to pick
very
winners
clear.
Than losers.
Yes.
Way easier.
Way easier.
So when we get to 0-8 here come Tuesday morning, as sure as Monday comes after Sunday, know that we did it on purpose.
Now, one thing we always do is we hedge against ourselves. The Niners game, we already have man versus machine. We're trying to prevent the machines from taking over the world, people. That's serious. But we figure we'll just hedge it off in this competition. So what did we have? We had Cincinnati in the man versus machine.
We did.
So we'll be taking the Niners here. Is that, are we all in agreement for that?
Absolutely.
We'll be taking the Niners here, right? That's how we do things. We take the Niners here. We always hedge off. Chiefs versus Raiders, Raiders plus 7. What are we doing with that? Who loses on that cover? Who loses?
I feel like the Raiders are going to backdoor cover, keep that one closer than you might think. So,
yeah.
So I think we got to go the other way.
I think if I was picking a winner, I'd pick the Chiefs. But if we're looking to... Wait, you say that again.
I think
so you want to pick the Chiefs is what you're saying.
Yeah, because I think the Raiders are going to cover.
And you think the Raiders are going to cover.
Oh, yeah, Raiders.
Because we're trying to pick the loser
That's what we're trying to pick the loser. Raiders are going to win this game, so I'm going to pick the loser. So
I'm with you on that. If you two already have it, you don't need to convince me anymore. The Chiefs are the pick there, so Chiefs minus 7 as we try to lose that one.
Lock it.
Eagles versus Falcons, Sunday night football. Eagles laying 2 at Atlanta. Eagles minus 2 at Atlanta. Who loses that game? I'll tell you who I think loses. I think Philadelphia loses. Atlanta just got embarrassed at Minnesota. Yeah. Now they're coming home Sunday night football. Huge game. The offense didn't look good. I think Philly's defense has a lot of guys in the secondary coming back from injury. I think Philly loses that game.
I think you're right. I think the Dirty Birds win that game.
Yeah.
All of us on Atlanta?
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll take Atlanta plus 2. And then you have the Browns and the Jets. The Mono Bowl. Only one guy has mono, but it's still the Mono Bowl because that's all they're going to be talking about. Mono plus 6.5 versus...
Well, the Browns.
The Jets are going to crush them. So we probably should take the Browns because the Jets are going to crush them.
You think the Jets with Trevor Siemian crush the Browns is what you're saying?
Yeah. But that's why we're going to pick the loser.
Well, just tell me who the winner is. We'll go the other way. You think the Jets crush the Browns and they're getting 6.5? What do you think?
Now the Browns are going to bury the Jets. No Onunwa and Mono Boy is not going to cough his way through that door. I think the Jets are going to get crushed.
Yeah.
Boated.
I think the Jets get boated too. I think Cleveland's going to go in there and it's just the Jets. Adam Gase, everyone says he's good. I don't see it. So
we take the Jets.
We'll take the Jets. Yeah, we'll take the Jets there. There you go. There's your four losers. I'm not sure about the Niners one. We're just hedging off the pick that we think's the winner, which was we went with Cincinnati. So yeah, there you go. All right. Good work.
That's a great work right there.
It feels confusing, but it's not. We're just giving you four losers. We're picking losers. We're not falling in line with what corporate tries to tell us.
And all the haters out there, put your money where your hate is and just go ahead and ride with us or fade us because you know we're going 0-4. Just fade us. We just gave you four winners.
There you go. If we're that bad, you just go the other way.
Exactly.
You should be rich. You're welcome. You're all welcome. Eric Davis, Super Bowl champ. Let's talk Niners-Bengals with him next. But first, I have to tell you about Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises. And then, I've got to tee up the Englishman. It's tea time with Stephen Langford.
Thank you,
Good luck with that one.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Dialpad. The 49ers are getting ready for the Bengals while the Raiders stay home to face the Chiefs on Sunday. But there has been some trade news. Miami Dolphins safety Minka Fitzpatrick has been given permission to seek a trade. Now, what's his trade value? The guys asked 95.7 of the game NFL insider Adam Kaplan earlier, and he had this to say.
It's a guy you'd rather have in your offseason where you could get him into your defense and figure it out. It's just not easy to make trades like this. There's a belief around the league they'll want at least a first-round pick because this guy was a first-round pick, and he's a terrific player.
Now catch the full interview at 957thegame.radio.com. 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa was a non-participant at practice this week. Should they limit his snaps if he does not play this Sunday? Bonte Steiny and Guru will ask former 49er and 957 The Game NFL insider Ian Williams at 12 o'clock. Take 957 The Game on the go. Download the radio.com app and favorite 957 The Game. Dialpad is changing the game for business communication. Host calls and meetings in the cloud. Put a business line on your cell phone and get analytics to make every call smarter. Over 60,000 businesses trust Dialpad to bring their phone system into the 21st century. Visit dialpad.com. Coming up next, former 49er Eric Davis with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Lowe versus Dibs, that matters. That's in about 17 minutes. Daryl the Guru Johnson at 9:55 to address the following headline on some janky website called BarrettSportsMedia.com. Daryl Johnson became guru, and guru became a star? What?
That's the headline.
A quote from Daryl Johnson, "Then I realized I represent the fans. I won the competition because I know how to relate to the fans. I'm not ashamed of that." Nothing more relatable than calling out NBA players and saying you could beat them in a game of basketball. That's as relatable as it gets from this guy. So we'll address this with Daryl Guru Johnson in a little bit. What's your first question for Guru regarding these headlines?
It's have you really lost touch with your fans now? And will you begin wearing sunglasses indoors more frequently now that you've received this sort of publicity?
When you talk about representing fans, there's no bigger fan of the guru than the guru. So are you just talking about yourself in the third person?
Super question.
To the Dialpad guest line we go. All guests appear on the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across existing devices. Super Bowl champ, former Niners Pro Bowl defensive back, one of our all-time favorites, Eric Davis, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Edie, help me out with something. I'm watching this Panthers game last night. It's fourth and inches. The Panthers need to convert in order to have a chance to win the game. And they have a quarterback the size of a Mack truck. And rather than have him sneak it, they try some bootleg version of the Philly special and they get stuffed. Why don't these teams just sneak their quarterbacks in that situation?
Yeah, because that right there lets me know that the quarterback has an issue with his shoulder. And it is very early in the season. Do you lose your quarterback to win that game? That right there answered all the questions I needed to know about the state of his shoulder. Can he still play? Can he still do the things they need him to do at the quarterback position? They feel, certain about that. Of course, I'm not doubting that Cam can do those things, but that right there lets me know, like, we can't put him in harm's way. I'm not going to be the one to call the play that's going to end our season. I can't look at it any other way right there. 'Cause you're right. Old school Panthers. I mean, run the sneak. They didn't do it. So that tells me there's a shoulder issue.
Does the performance by Tampa last night go so far as to make you feel better about the way the 49ers played in week one against a defense that looked pretty stout last night against Carolina?
Well, I felt good about it anyway. I've been asked all week, like, oh, and you know, everyone's saying, oh, it's just Tampa. I mean, that was a bad team. Well, guess what? The first step in not being a bad team is not losing to a bad team. I had no problem with them going on the road because, you know, guys, when we talked, I was like, I gave the edge to Tampa because it was week one. You had time to prepare for it. You know, you're playing at home, and I was like, it's going to come down to, you know, some turnovers or something like that, and it did. They found a way to win a game, and normally they lose those games because they've been a bad team. They beat a bad team. You can't lose a game to a team that's not going to be in the playoffs if you plan on being a playoff team. So I like the fact that you won an ugly one, but move on. Tampa played better. You expect teams to play better against teams within their division because you know the importance of those games. But, yeah, we'll see how it plays out at the end of the year. Tampa may not be as bad as everyone thought, but the Niners won a game. And all I care about is getting the win, man. It doesn't matter if it's ugly or not.
No question. Eric, when you think about this San Francisco 49ers offense, the quarterback, the receivers, the running back, what started off the season looked like there was going to be a plethora of running backs, but two of the starting running backs both go down. Now it's, you know, Raheem Mostert, Jeff Wilson, and Breida. What type of a running game do you need to go to 2-0 when you're playing against the Natty?
Well, you got to be committed to it. And, you know, and Kyle Shanahan said that he went into that game wanting to run the ball 30 times. Okay. Are you going to have that same type of commitment? And by that, Lo, you know what I mean. Even if it's not working, even if you're not busting out, you know, 9, 10, 20-yard runs, are you still willing to get that 3 yards in the cloud of dust because they're blasting? Are you still going to try and fight to do that and set up your quarterback with this play action? Or are you just going to just do what Cincinnati did last week and just like, we're going to throw it 50 times? So that's the thing. I think you still have to be committed to it. And you still have to say that your offense is predicated on that commitment, and it sends a message of a certain type toughness to a defense when you continue to try to run. I know being on the other side of your shoulders, at some point you're like, okay, we got to we got to start hitting back at a certain level to where they don't want to do this and make them adjust. So that's a part of it. Because I don't know if you really right now at this point want to put the game on Garoppolo and say we're going to throw the ball that many times. I don't think they're going to. So I think you will still see that commitment to the run. And you know what? And Raheem has shown that he can make some plays when it's out there. I don't know how healthy Breida is going to be, but Raheem has shown that he is taking advantage of his opportunities. So I still think that commitment's going to be there.
Eric Davis, Super Bowl champ with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. What do you make of this Bengals team? I think a lot of people came into the season thinking they wouldn't be all that impressive. Big stories about Lamar Jackson, the Steelers, the Browns on the rise. Yet they went to Seattle as sizable underdogs last week and hung tight the entire way.
Well, they had a really good game plan. If you go through and you watch it, they had a good game plan. They executed the game plan well, and they were in position to win that game. The game plan put them in position to win that. So if they at home, they're going to be a little bit more comfortable. They are going to put a lot of pressure on the defense. They are going to try to push the ball down the field. They're going to make you defend things vertically, and that always puts stress on any defense when you have to defend that deep ball. It's going to open up holes underneath. And Andy Dalton is capable of getting the ball into places. I actually was impressed by how comfortable he seemed playing in that environment in Seattle, because that's a knock on him that, you know, once he gets hit a little bit or things, you know, in pressure situations, that he can get a little rattled. He didn't seem to be that way. This offense, they played well, but now they also, you know, what are they going to do in the running game? They ran it 51 times last week. I mean, they threw it 51 times. Mixon is not, you know, as healthy as they'd like him to be. So, you know, are you, how many touches is Giovanni going to get? How I don't think they're going to try to blast him between the tackles a lot, but I was talking to those guys up in Cincinnati, and I said, if you guys plan on throwing the ball 50 times, that to me plays right into the hands of the Niners defense. So, it's going to be interesting to see the way they try to attack them, because I don't think similar defenses that they're going to try to attack the Niners the same way they did and throw the ball 51 times.
Eric Davis with us here on 95.7 The Game. Last week when you joined us, you were talking about this new podcast you were doing with the 49ers. Believe in the 49ers? Believe in 49ers?
Yeah. Believe in 49ers.
Believe in 49ers.
Believe. Spelled B-L-E-A-V. Just go to Believe.
There it is.
Go to the Believe Podcast Network, and you'll see it right there.
How's it going so far?
Oh, it's going so, man, you know what, the thing about it, they let me talk. I just talk. It's a podcast. You know how it is. I just talk. I just get on there, and we talk football. And we break, you know, we break down the game. We talk about, give a preview of the next game. But it's storytelling. Just talk about what's happening. And it's a couple of guys. I'm on with Rayshon Haylock, and we just talk back and forth about, this team, who are they up against, you know, the good, the bad, the expectations, and it's going just fine. So, guys, go in there. Please, check it out. Check it out. Get the advertisers all on and let those quarters start coming my way.
Yeah. Believe in 49ers. Believe spelled B-L-E-A-V. Check it out. Eric Davis, yeah. Super Bowl champ, former Niner defensive back with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Edie, we always appreciate the time. Have a great weekend. Thank you very much for coming on.
All right, guys, and let everybody know, you know what, the new one, the preview of the Cincinnati game should be coming up today. So check out the old ones and check out the new one talking about this game as well.
Excellent, excellent. Some easy listening Saturday morning as you're getting your workout in, getting set for Sunday. Thanks, ED.
All right, people. Talk to you later.
Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. Low versus Dibs, how you feeling? Low, you got a lead for like the first time ever in this thing.
No,
it's early.
No, I had a lead last year, too. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy this segment that's coming up. Dibs and I, we go at it. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. It's a great time for him, great time for me.
Hold on. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I really do.
All right.
It's fun.
All right. Dibs?
I enjoy it.
All right. Just wanted to make sure.
I really enjoy
Dibs.
It.
An interview with the star that shines brighter than any star in Bay Area media, perhaps the world histories of media members,
really?
Daryl the Guru Johnson. Yeah, this article, Daryl Johnson became Guru and Guru became a star. It's quite powerful.
I'm Batman.
It's quite powerful stuff. If you haven't read it, you're going to have to check it out. And you're going to have to wonder if you're ever going to be able to associate with this guy ever again. He's so famous and popular. We can't wait to talk to him about that. Latest loser, bet 162. I don't know. Take whatever. Who cares? Just mark it a loss. Mark it a max loss. And we're back in a flash here on 95.7 The Game. It's Friday at 9:50, and you know what that means.
Throughout the history of time, legendary battles have been waged across the entire sports landscape. Ali versus Frazier. Bird versus Magic. Manning versus Brady. And now, perhaps the fiercest rivalry of them all, Lorenzo Neal.
You gotta run. When you play football, newsflash, you gotta be able to run, Dibs. So,
versus Dan Dibley.
Quiet, Lo. Shut your mouth, Lo.
Every Friday at 9:45 during the NFL season. Who will win this epic showdown? Find out now.
Dibs back for year number three. Currently, Lowe owns a two-game lead over Dibley. They both had the Panthers last night, so no blood there. Lowe, you get to choose. Do you want to go first or second with this week's slate of games?
I go first.
You go first. Got it. All right, let's begin. Indianapolis at Tennessee.
Love this game. This is a game that's going to be a throwback.
Indianapolis got to come out and show that they can get a win in conference. Tennessee's running hot. Big win. Indianapolis trying to bounce back. But I'm still going to take the Tennessee Titans, a team that I played for. So I'm going to go against Dibs on this one.
Lowe's got the Titans. Dibs, how do you see it?
He's got it right. I'm going with Indianapolis, Jacoby Brissett. On the road, they will beat the Titans. Give me the Colts, Joe.
All right, no blood in game number one. Number two, Dibs, we're with you. The Chargers are in Detroit to take on the Lions.
I like the Chargers here. I'm going against the pencil all 16 times. Give me L.A.
Go Chargers.
We do that. Another of your four of the former teams.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with my Chargers. That's right. And we have blood on the first one. He went opposite with me.
Yeah, so. I got Indy. He's got Tennessee.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Tennessee.
No, you're good. I'm going with the Colts.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you've got Tennessee, you've got Colts. There's blood on the first one. You're both on the Chargers in the second one?
Correct.
Go Chargers, go.
Beautiful. Sorry for screwing that up. Lowe, we stick with you. Bills at Giants. The Battle of New York.
Oh, yeah. And guess what I'm doing? This one's tough. This is a tough one. It's a coin flip. You look at what's going on. Can Saquon, can that guy get it going? Eli knows that he's one play away from being benched. But I'm still going with the Bills. I'm taking the Bills in week two.
Tiz, how do you see it?
That's going to be blood on this one because I'm going with Saquon, and I think that he's going to have a big game. Give me the New York football Giants, Lo.
All right, sticking with Dibs, Kyler Murray plays his first NFL road game. He's in Baltimore to take on Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
Bad spot. It's an exciting matchup between electrifying quarterbacks. I don't know if Baltimore is going to hang 59 again, but they will beat Arizona. Give me the Ravens.
You like a big upset here? 13 and a half.
Come on.
Come on, do it.
I love the guy.
I'm going to do it.
I'm taking the Ravens. That's a team that I play for, too.
Yes, of course. Tommy Brady at Miami. The spread's like 100.
Yeah, you know what this is.
We don't need a ton of analysis.
Okay, I'm going with Tommy Brady.
Shocker. Dibs.
TB12.
All right, moving on to real life games. Dallas at Washington. This should be a very interesting one.
Yeah, I was hesitant on this one because it's a tough one for Dallas to go outside and continue to churn up yards in the ground, but I'm not a believer in Washington, so I'm going to go with Guru and the Dallas Cowboys.
You have the Cowboys power ranked as the number one team in the NFC right now. Do you see them starting the season 2-0?
I do. Even though AP is going to have a nice game, old man's going to get the loot. They're going to turn him loose. Cut him loose. I'm still going to take the Dallas Cowboys.
Houston is a relatively big favorite, almost 10 points against Gardner Minshew, his mustache in the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Texans. I like the Deshaun Watson. The kids showed me some moxie, showed me some poise, stayed in the pocket, took some big shots, still threw the ball down the field. I'm going to take Deshaun Watson and Houston, Texas Dibs.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Minshew. He looked great in the opener. What can you do for an encore? I don't think it's going to Houston and winning. I, too, will take the Texans.
All right, here's an interesting one. The Seattle Seahawks coming east. The Seattle Seahawks have 8 road games this year, 3 against the division, 5 not against the division. The 5 that aren't against the division are all in the Eastern time zone. Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Philly, Atlanta, Carolina. This is the first of those. Pittsburgh hosting Seattle.
I think this is too tough a spot for Seattle against a Pittsburgh team that knows they absolutely have to win this game before coming out to San Francisco. I'm taking the Steelers in this one, Joe.
Yeah, this one's tough. This is going to be a really, really tough game. I wouldn't be surprised if Seattle wins this one. But I'm going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Follow me.
Garoppolo at Cincinnati.
You know where I'm going here, Joe. This is a game that I've been looking forward to. I got money on this one. That's right. And I'm going against this one. This is another one. And me and Dibs hit it again. I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers. I like them. I think they're going to do this one. They need this win. Got to start off 2-0.
Dibs?
Narrow victory for the Bengals in this one. Niners unable to get back-to-back road victories. I thought Tampa would win. I was wrong. I think Cincinnati will win, and I believe I'll be right. Give me the Bengals, Joe.
The NFC Norris as the Packers host the Vikings.
Give me the Packers in this one.
Yeah, I'm taking this guy's cousin. I'm taking a guy that I didn't think is great. I thought he was overpaid, didn't show me enough. I'm taking the Vikings.
Very nicely done. Very nicely done. I felt like I'm there. Like I was actually sieging part of the Eastern Seaboard with the real Vikings. Kansas City at Oakland. How you see it?
Whew, this is a tough one. Almost too close to call. Raiders playing great. They're going to come out. They're going to play ball. They're going to play on the dirt. They're going to make this a hell of a game. I got Kansas City, though, squeaking this one out.
Dibs?
More than a squeaker. It's a boating. No Jonathan Abram. Kansas City comes to town, and they will roll the Raiders. Give me KC.
The rematch everyone's been waiting for. The Saints are in L.A. to take on the Rams.
Outdoor Saints is not a team that I usually back, and I won't hear. I think the Rams will take care of them down south in L.A. Give me L.A., Joe.
I believe in breezes. I'm going with the Saints. That's right. On the road, in a hostile environment. I got the Saints.
Trubisky and the Bears in Denver to take on Vic Fangio.
Yeah, this is one of those games. It's going to be tough, but I think that Trubisky finds a way.
I agree. Chicago over Denver.
All right. As we keep it moving, you got Philadelphia Sunday night in Atlanta taking on the Falcons.
Tough spot for Philly. Atlanta, another one of those 0-1 teams desperate for a win. Give me the Falcons at home, Joe.
I, too, going to follow you on that one. I'm going to take the Falcons at home.
And finally, it's the Mono Jets taking on the Cleveland Browns. How do you see it?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Browns.
The Brownies.
I'm rolling with the Browns, too, Joe. We have a grand total of 5 differences this week. Could be a huge swing week early on in Low versus Dibs.
So concludes Low versus Dibs. Very exciting. Congratulations and good luck to all participants. Darryl the Guru Johnson joining us in studio right now. Surprised he was able to fit his head in the door. The headline of the story on Barrett Sports Media,
wow.
Darryl Johnson became Guru and Guru became a star. Quote, then I realized I represent the fans. I won the competition because I know how to relate to the fans. I'm not ashamed of that. Look at you.
I didn't use the verbiage of star, and thank you. And I had a whole paragraph dedicated to Lo Neal, Joe Fortenbaugh, and Dan Dibley for allowing me to come in on the morning show months and years ago. And it, I guess there was a lot of ink in there, and it didn't make the cut. And Stani's saying Michael Jordan's never had the many words talked about him, so they're already – I just answered the question.
You're taking a lot of heat?
Yeah.
You could have lied and said it was in there. I didn't actually.
If a tree falls in the forest, Guru, but no one's there to hear it, what happens? Does it make a sound? If you shout us out and it gets edited out, you don't get credit for it. I'm
really
sorry.
Also, it's the internet. There's no word count. It can go on forever.
Right. Yeah.
This is a nice story. Yeah. This is a nice story.
But it's not better than Lorenzo Neal. Get going. We getting you to the Hall of Fame, buddy. You earned it. We getting you there.
How are we going
to
do it?
Lowe had the curly top, though. You see that picture in the Lowe had that good hair.
Can you use your vast media reach and influence to maybe maybe some
point.
Good can
exactly.
come out of this,
yeah,
O'Neal?
Can Lowe come on your show to make his case?
Anytime, Lowe. Anytime. Yeah. That's too funny. Dibs, your name did make it, though. It said, you know, I shout out, it said Dan Dibley with 2 B's.
With two, with
one
two,
B, one
it always
B.
says yeah. 2 B's when
yeah,
it's Barrett related.
Yeah, I mean, God forbid a typo get checked out in the various websites.
Niners go 2-0, the world stops, and they're going to be the surprise team of the NFL. This is a big game. We call it a swing game.
Real big game.
We got Ian Williams to talk about it today.
Ian Williams, beautiful stuff. Congratulations on the story. It's a great story. Check it out at Barrett Sports Media. As for us, we are done. Have a great weekend. See you at 6 a.m. Monday, 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.